You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new exhibit at Boise State University's Albertsons Library examines World War II and the relationship between violence and gender. This exhibit is being curated by graduate student Haley Noble, with the main focus of the exhibit looking at the nearly 1 million women who were in the Soviet Army during World War II. Haley joins me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about the exhibit and how you came up with this idea.
Well, I was always interested in World War II, mm-hmm. and when I was trying to come up with some sort of topic for my project, I just kept running into these women. I kept reading things, and they just kept coming back to me. So it felt like I really needed to tell their story.
And so you do this research, and you find that women played significant roles when we're talking mm-hmm. about the Soviet Union
yes.
when it came to military service during World War II.
Yes. So the Soviet Union mobilized, like you said, up to a million women. A lot of them were in the rear, as in jobs that we would normally think of, where they were clerks and cooks and staffing hospitals and things.
Nurses, things like that.
But there were also significant numbers. We estimate up to 500,000 who were actually in combat roles, that they were in the trenches along with their male counterparts doing some of these stereotypically male jobs that we normally don't associate with women.
Mm-hmm. And when you uncovered that, what did you find out about that? Because that is so different than when we look at World War II and women who were in the military in World War II. Or things like that. I mean, that is a significant difference.
Yes. One of the things that I find humorous is that in Great Britain, there were women there who were manning anti-aircraft guns, and they could do everything except pull the trigger, because how scandalous is it
would
to have women who, are seen as killers? There's just this disconnect. So in looking at the Soviet women, that is not there. And that's not to say that they didn't, face discrimination and things like that. But there were just more opportunities, more availability. They were in more of a desperate situation where they needed every able-bodied person. And so you have women who were, in the air as pilots, mm-hmm. navigators, parts of ground crews. A lot of people have heard of these famous snipers. And what many may not realize is that their numbers are actually greater than we typically think about. There were thousands of women who were the snipers. They were also combat medics dragging men out of the battlefields from under fire. There were machine gunners, tankers. Mm-hmm. They were filling every job that the military could offer.
Have we not heard about this, frankly, because we live in the United States? Is this part of the Russia's history? Is this something, do you know if they talk about this?
So the interesting thing is that after the war, as the war was kind of coming to a close, the female units were the first to be demobilized. Mm. And so after the war, they were just kind of expected to go back to their pre-war jobs as mothers. They needed to repopulate this country that had been ravaged. And so there's kind of this shame associated with their service. A lot of assumptions were made about what they did at the front, that they were prostituting themselves, that there's this disgrace that they had served. And so, the women simply didn't talk about it because there was this shame. And the victory was purely celebrated by men. They did not share this victory with the female counterparts. So it's not until the 1980s that, we start to uncover more of these stories, that enough time has passed that they realize that these are stories that need to be told. And at that time, there's a lot of turmoil within the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And so then it's not until the last, I'd say 15 years, that things have been translated into English then for us to uncover. So it's been a slow process.
I'm speaking with Haley Noble. She's a Boise State University graduate student, talking about her exhibit, Women in Combat, the Soviet Example. It is right now at Albertson's Library at Boise State University. We'll be there until May 20th. Haley will actually be speaking on March 29th at Albertson Library about this. So talk to me then about, when we talk about that shame and about this idea that they would have prostituted themselves on the front line, does this go into that idea then of violence and gender and that type of discrimination?
Yes. There's, especially within these patriarchal societies, which, you know, even though the Soviet Union was trying this gender experiment with socialism and trying to have this equality between the sexes, it was still a very deeply patriarchal place. And same with, you know, our ideas about women and gender and violence here in the United States, where there's this disconnect, this, it's often framed in terms of morality, where how can we send women into combat, into these dangerous situations when they are our source of life? And so it's this weird dichotomy that women cannot be both killers and givers of life.
Right.
And, you know, with these Soviet women, we see that that's not the case, that just because you're feminine, that does not, you know, cancel out once you go into the military.
And you also, you when you were doing your research and you uncovered that, that a lot of these women, I mean, they fought in the trenches.
Yes.
Right alongside their male counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you found that out, does it then go back to that idea that the women were as fully capable as their male counterparts to be in the midst of battle?
Yes. Yeah. We see that when the women join, they volunteered, they received the same training as their male counterparts. They were very much in the thick of things. You see that they can be successful as the men that they're serving next to. And so my sort of contextualization of all of this information circles back around to our current military situation, where we have to do all these studies to figure out if women, can they do it? Can they succeed?
Right.
And we have this historical example that shows, yes, they can. There were no special privileges for these women. They didn't even have female uniforms. They were given male trousers, male boots. They stuffed their boots to make them fit. So you can see that when they are treated equally and the same expectations are held of them, that they can perform just as well.
And you're right. We're seeing that even today here in our country.
Yes.
When it comes to, I mean, women are in all facets of the military in our country now, yet only men still have to sign up for the draft.
Right. And I read this great book that talked about within the Marine Corps, which is arguably the most hyper-masculine branch, that when women are given the same opportunities and the same is expected of them, they can indeed succeed. And so there's this push that we need to train them the same.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. My guest today, Haley Noble, she's a Boise State University graduate student. We've been talking about her exhibit. It is called Women in Combat, the Soviet Example. It is currently on display at BSU's Albertson Library. It will be there through May 20th. Haley will be speaking on March 29th at the library as well. Thank you again for the conversation.
Thank you for having me.